turn the road around and things like that.
Right. I presume that one man still uses a horse-drawn vehicle.
Is that right?
In this area, because a lot of them probably just for novelties. Mm-hmm. And of course now, this last fall, in the early days, we had a wagon train that formed down here in Boone County, which was Carroll at that time. And it went through to Sargent, California, and they got out in Utah. And the whole group, with the exception of about 15 or 16 children, were massacred by the Mormons. Mm. Now, the Mormons don't like you say that, but then that really happened. Mm. And this last bicentennial program, we had a caravan that formed out and went over part of the same route. Well, of course, you're surprised at the number of wagons, the number of horses, and people who participated in that thing. There's probably 25 wagons.
Is that right?
They camped out two different nights. Started down at the point of where this original caravan started and ended up here at Barrow.
Hmm. Well, while you're talking about wagons, let me ask you this. What did people call that long wooden thing that went between the horses?
The wagon tongue.
The tongue.
Mm-hmm. And then the neck yoke across the front that they held the tongue up with. Mm-hmm. And then they had single trees and double trees.
Mm-hmm. What about the wagon wheel, the very center of that?
They call that the hub.
The hub.
Mm-hmm. Now the hubs were manufactured then, up until the 20s, I guess, about 25 or 30 miles from here. A place they called Kingston, they had a wagon spoke factory, they made the spokes and the hub. Mm-hmm.
What was the outer edge of the wagon wheel called?
Rim.
The rim.
Mm-hmm. And then they had the iron band around that called tire, wagon mm-hmm. tire. Mm-hmm.
Was that rim somehow put together in sections?
Mm-hmm. In order to get your curve, get the proper curve on that, it was put in sections.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the term filly used in conjunction with wagon wheel?
Fella.
F-E-L-L-Y is
I don't know how to spell it, but I've heard it, but I don't know if I know too much about it. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the shaft that the wheels would turn around?
Well now, they had a wooden shaft with a metal, they call it a thimble. And then it had the tap or nut on that thimble.
Mm-hmm. Well, did the entire shaft, was that called,
I don't know what it's called.
Would it just be the axle? Or are you thinking of something else?
No, it would be the axle.
No. Mm-hmm.
What's that? Sometimes these things let me out. Because now I was never a farmer.
Right.
I've never had too much experience around wagons and buggies and horses. My experience around horses always turned out as a disaster.
That sounded like me. I got on a horse one time and immediately fell off of the side. There was no saddle in the skin drill, which, you know.
It happened to me every time I tried it.
Well, what about getting back to places where the farm animals were kept? You say that your hogs were kept in a
hog pen.
Hog pen.
Uh-huh.
Was that usually open or enclosed?
It's usually open. Exposed to the weather, and of course you know what happened with rain. And of course hogs seem to enjoy a dirty place, muddy place.
Right.
And of course they carried some place the refuse from the house, and they called slopping the pig.
Mm.
Of course now we never had hogs. I don't know anything about it, never. But then I just know grandfathers and general observance.
What would a farmer call the open